Well, some good news for once on the gender pay gap. It narrowed by more than 1% last year. That's the biggest single year drop since the Federal Workplace Gender Equality Agency began tracking its progress. But men still take home, on average, $25,000 a year more than women doing the same work. That's a gender pay gap of 21%. The agency's director, Libby Lyons, says while the gap is narrowing, progress to close it remains stubbornly slow. And in some industries, like health and construction, the pay gap is actually widening. She says too many corporate leaders are still treating gender pay equity as a box-ticking exercise. Policies to improve gender equality are put in place, but there's little follow-through, as David Taylor reports.
34-year-old Buffy Prince is a tradie working on construction sites. She says she has to work extra hard on building sites, in part because she feels like she needs to prove herself.
A lot of the time when I'm working alongside men, they're able to float through just doing the average load of work, whereas I have to prove that I'm worth it by doing better than them.
She claims men who do exactly the same sort of work she does are paid more.
And when I'm working on teams, I have thought I was on the same pay as men that I'm working alongside with, and we're doing the exact same job, the exact same amount of work, and then I found out, just talking socially, that they're paid considerably more.
How does that make you feel?
Undervalued, frustrated, yeah, obviously not very good.
You know, as far as Buffy's concerned, keep at it.
That's Libby Lyons, Director of the Workplace Gender Equality Agency.
You know, it is in Australia since the early 80s, it has, been illegal to pay people differently for doing the same work. So she needs to look at what she can do under the law to see if she can take action against any of these organisations that she's contracting with. It's not fair. It's not right.
Libby Lyons says men still take home, on average, almost $25,000 a year more than women. The gap between what men and women take home for the same roles is getting worse in construction as well as hospitality and healthcare. Many company bosses around the country are taking steps to improve the experiences of women in the workplace. For example, the agency's gender equality scorecard shows more employers are analysing their remuneration data and embracing policies and strategies to improve gender equality. But that's where it stops. Libby Lyons calls it an action gap. In fact, last year, she says over 40% of those bosses surveyed, who manage over 4 million employees, took no practical action to improve gender equality, like raising rates of pay, for example.
It's fantastic to have your policy and strategy in place, but you've also got to set targets. You've got to have an action plan, but most importantly, you have to make people accountable for positive outcomes. And that's where we're seeing things fall off.
Why though? I mean, I'm hearing that there is the willingness on management to do what's right, but we're not seeing that action. Tell me why we're not seeing management take the next step and say, look, John, Alice, Patrick, put it in place.
If I knew the absolute answer to that, David, we wouldn't have an action gap. I'm not sure. What I can tell you is that when it comes to the pay gap, about 40% of all our organisations have done a pay gap audit, which is fantastic. But of that 40%, only 40% of them have actually bothered to take action to address the gender pay gap. So this year, the agency is going to be focusing on contacting every one of those organisations that's done the pay gap but hasn't taken any action to find out why and to see how we can help and support them in terms of information and tools so that they do take action.
But Olivia Ruello has already done some of that groundwork. Ms. Ruello is the CEO of Business Chicks, an organisation advocating for women's rights in the workforce. She claims company boards and managers are actively resisting change to improve gender equality. Why? Well, because she says few corporate leaders like to be told what to do.
I do think that there are a lot of, there is a little bit of backlash at a management level to feel like this is something that they think they have to do rather than they want to do. And that's a less inspiring thought for someone. So I think there has been, in certain areas, a little bit of backlash. And maybe they just, you know, what's the why? Things are fine, you know, people are comfortable. When people get comfortable, it doesn't, you know, that doesn't propel change.
But the Workplace Gender Equality Agency's Libby Lyons says that's not good enough.
I am relentless when it comes to dealing with these issues because, you know, this is an economic imperative here. This isn't just about doing the right thing. It is an economic imperative. And so for that reason, and that reason alone, I keep at it.
Alicia McCaffrey is the head of the UK's Women in Business Division at the Government Equalities Office. She's here in Australia to share some of the UK's experience in tackling gender inequality. Ms. McCaffrey says one way to bring conditions for women in line with men is to ensure more women are in positions of leadership. This past year has seen virtually no improvement in the number of women around Australia's boardroom tables.
It's important because it means that women more junior in the organisation can look up and see people that they can aspire to be like. If you're a woman in a relatively junior position and you look to the top of your organisation and all you see is men, it's quite hard to imagine yourself in that role. And so we need women for themselves to get into those board positions, but also to get into those positions to inspire women more junior in the company.
Tradie Buffy Prince says she likes the sound of that and has this advice for policymakers.
I mean, I think there need to be more women in construction generally, and that would help that balance. So more apprenticeships made available to women, companies being encouraged to employ more women, stuff like this, and then women working their way up through the companies and coming up to higher pay brackets. At a higher level, there needs to be more rules with who's paid what.
And more transparency?
Yeah, more transparency, definitely. As I said, I was unaware of how much more my colleagues were being paid.
No, it must be frustrating for you.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
That's Buffy Prince, construction worker, ending that report from our business reporter, David Taylor. And the Workplace Gender Equality Agency's director, Libby Lyons, will be addressing the National Press Club later today. It's coming up.